Welcome to Time with ABBA, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 21st, Friday, 2019, day 172. Today's topic, Chariot of Fire, Mighty Power. Are you willing to follow? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 136, verses 10 to 22. 1 Kings chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 2 verse 25, Acts chapter 13 verse 42 to chapter 14 verse 7, Proverbs 17 verses 19 to 21. Today's main passage, that's from 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 8 to 15. Elijah took his crook, rolled it up and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you? Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, "My father, my father! The chariots and horsemen of Israel." And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's crook that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the crook that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching, said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elijah." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Elijah is one of the two people recorded in the Bible who did not have to go through death, but to be taken up to heaven directly. The other one is Enoch in Genesis. Wow, Elijah being taken by chariots of fire to heaven. His faithful disciple Elisha received his mighty power and could perform similar signs and wonders. With such mighty God, what are you afraid of? Are you willing to follow? With such mighty mentor, what are you afraid of? Are you willing to follow? Are you willing to follow Elijah's example to train your Elisha? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to trust in you that we can have victory each day and that we can follow Elijah's example to train our Elisha. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and encouragement have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to trust in the Lord each day that you can follow Elijah's example to train your Elisha? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.